Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Snowy day. I'm here in the Navy Yard Studios. JP's at home. Got some issues taking care of the baby girls, and we know how that is around this time of the year. People get a little under the weather, and you know what? Dads will take care of their babies, especially their little girls. And JP had mentioned before we left off the air, how do you approach playing a team the second time? And for me, you know, playing in the NFC East and also seeing some guys later in the playoffs that you had seen earlier that year. The way it is for me, I just went back to the game and watched everything to try to make sure I had a keen idea on what they were trying to do. And then after going through the tape and trying to figure all that out, you come back and you start trying to watch yourself. You knew what the game plan was, and you tried to find out what they did against you to try and circumvent what you were trying to do or trying to upset what you were doing. And then you came up with a game plan to, if we go with some of these same things, because some coaches are so confident in their scheme and in their players, they're going to run the exact same stuff against a person the second time. They don't change anything up. Other coaches don't feel that way, so they'll adjust and may come back to it or have another adjustment off of that. With Coach Gibbs, he would try and go with what we did the first time, especially if we had some level of success. If we didn't, he may, you know, try to adjust some things. But I think the main thing for me is to make sure I go into the game and understand everything that I did that did not go right. All the things I did right, I don't have to waste a lot of time on it. I have to try to enhance that. But the things I did wrong, I wanted to totally correct. And I think if every man to a man were to go into the game with that mindset and you correct the things you did wrong, you put yourself in a way better chance. If there was a turnover, were you trying to get too much without bringing your second hand on the ball? Or were you just, the guy just had an unbelievable hit and you could do the same thing next time? You don't have to worry about that. You know, you begin to look at all those little things. And then on top of it, what I did, I talked to players in my position, and I talked to players on the other side for that, like a linebacker position, or I asked them to watch the film with me to let me know what I could have done different or what I could have done better in that situation. So I don't think you go into it trying to completely change up anything. It's just trying to take the things you've done and enhance it, you know, overhaul some things in a sense. The Buccaneers in the first game, they had their way early with Washington. And if they are like any other person out there, they're going to feel like, oh, you know what, we're better than that team. And they were the better team that day. But as you just heard the guy J.C. Allen just state, if that game had more time, Washington started to make some adjustments and began to make plays against Buccaneers. Washington have to look at the second half and late in that game and see what they did differently to be able to start having some level of success and try not to let that game get away from them. Because what I just finished hearing from listening to J.C. Allen was, Tampa don't play good in primetime games. I want to make sure they don't. Also, what I started to hear from him was that, you know, they realize what Washington was starting to do. So the mindset is, who are they going to be thinking about? Is it going to be what Washington was early or what Washington became late in that game? And knowing their head coach, Todd Bowles, I think Todd is going to understand that this team is better than what they thought and is better now than what they were. So he's going to try to find ways to confuse Jaden. Jaden is going to have to be on point, you know. And in the first game, we had the whole damn the area talking about he shouldn't run the football. I want him to do whatever he damn needs to do to get the play and be successful in it. Because at this point now, there is no tomorrow once you get into that game. If you have to win to keep moving forward. So if we want to move forward, we need to allow every player on that field to empty the clip. That's the way it has to be. If you have it in you, it has to come out in that football game.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's like when I'm getting that, Jay. I was like, you have to look at the old tape, what you had, and try to correct things that you did wrong and enhance the things you did well. But also know this.
For sure.
Human nature is going to creep into that game. Tampa's going to believe we're better than them. They're not better than us. And just hope that thought process keep them away from watching film or working out a little harder just for a smidgen. And it comes back to get them in that game.
B, I think it's a very different game this week because I think Jaden is so much better. It's funny you said that. You got me thinking. Remember after the Tampa game, folks were so concerned about Jaden running and his ability to slide and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. How silly does all that stuff seem now?
It was silly then to me. But it's even more silly now when you get – it's like a small group of people, and you know who the group is. Just like you always say this, the people that talk about the name of this team are not necessarily fans of the team. The people that talk about Jaden sliding all the time, they aren't really fans of Jaden. They were fans of Caleb. They were fans of what's the kid up there in New England?
Yeah.
So they always find something to knock. They're not the true fans of him and this team. We get those outsiders who try to bring that little narrative in, and we got to learn to ignore those bastards, point blank.
I have a feeling those people have given up. Whatever narrative they're trying to push, it's a little too late now. I think, you know, specific with Jaden, he's got to use his legs. He's got to use every opportunity he gets.
Yeah.
I do think one thing, as we've been talking about, you know, injuries and everything else, you saw a little bit from Eckler against Dallas.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very impactful. I think they put him out there against Dallas.
Get his feet wet.
What's that?
They wanted to just get his feet wet.
Yeah, but I think even more than that, I wonder, and I never came back from a concussion. I don't know if you did, but like,
yeah,
I wonder. On some level, you want to remind the player, like, yo, you're good to go. You got this. You think there's any bit of that?
No, I don't think that's a problem with it. He's had concussions before, but I think the ultimate thing is you just get the guy back on the field. He had been out some games. You want to get his feet wet. In that game, you don't want to risk anything because, like you had made, I think you mentioned this last week, where these guys coming back now at the playoffs, that's a damn plus. So you don't want to put him in Dallas game and he gets hurt and he can't play the next week. So you want to get out there, get his feet wet a little bit, get him familiar with it again, so he could be ready to go this week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's the ultimate thing about it, because like the concussion I had, I went back in that game. And then the next week, I was going full speed as if I never had one. Because I think the natural ability of the athlete, if you're concerned, you don't go. When you're unconcerned, you go full speed. And when you start going half speed on a football field, that's when you end up hurt.
You never want to be thinking about whatever, an injury or anything else.
Right.
One thing I do think is a concern, I think this is legit. This kid, I think it's Kalijah Kancey. He's been really good for Tampa. He finished the year with 7.5 sacks in 12 games. He had a dominant stretch probably like around Thanksgiving for Tampa. He didn't play week one, and he's very much a difference maker defensively.
Mm-hmm.
So while they are still going to probably be without some guys on the back end, Kancey being back is a big factor that I think Washington fans should kind of be aware of, at least.
Is he – this is the first question I ask. Is he like my man from Dallas?
He's not Parsons. Nobody's okay. Parsons.
So if he's not Parsons, then Maybe, just maybe, the person that he has to go against can block him. And if they can block him one-on-one, you're cool. If they can't, you got to chip a little bit. I will tell you this, going into a game,
he's not he's not like a pure edge guy. Like he's 6'2", 280. So he's like a different build, kind of, is what I would say.
Okay. But like that guy right there, even him, tight ends, running backs, make his shoulders and his ribs hurt by the end of this game.
Yeah.
See, you can slow down some of these guys, but you don't want to interfere with your offensive lineman blocking.
Right.
But there's a way to hit that SOB in his damn rib or in his shoulder when he's coming off the edge and make him realize he don't be no space around here today, baby. And he's going to start trying to stay in the middle of offensive linemen, and not many offensive linemen you're running over. Now, if you be able to get around their side and I'm going out, hell, I'll take a little extra second, pop you, and keep going.
Well, I also wonder, knowing that this dude Canty is back and they didn't see him the last time, like, he is going to be an interior guy.
Uh-huh.
One, you're going to need Biotish, right?
Yeah.
Because you're talking like an A-gap, B-gap kind of guy. Two, I think because you can't plan on the chip on the edge or a tight end helping as much, like, if they're running pistol formation, whoever that back is needs to be able to help in pass pro on the interior.
Yeah.
And I almost wonder if DQ talked about that with B-Rob, because they know that's a real issue this week with them having Canty back.
Because that's like, we would run this thing like Charlie 10 Hitch and things like that, and powers, where sometimes we'll fake that same play through the A gap and also be there to protect against a dominant, like, nose guard or tackle. And they do a lot of stuff right up the field, so they should be able to incorporate that relatively easily.
Yep, well said there, B. Here's what I want to do, Brian.
Yeah.
A little bit of breaking news, which specifically you will find very interesting. You ready for that?
Uh-huh.
I got it when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.